Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Welcome back to the other stories. My name is Luke Condor and I'm joined by a Mr.
Daniel Wilcox.
We're writers, podcasters, people behind the scenes of this little podcast that you're listening to, and once a month we like to jump in and just talk a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes, what we're working on, what the next theme is, and that kind of thing. So yeah, Dan, so what is going on? What are we saying goodbye to?
We are saying goodbye to, I've completely forgotten, that's a fantastic start.
Japan.
Bye Japan, you're no longer part of the EU.
If you ever try and get a flight to Japan,
it's gone.
There'll be nothing there. Just a void.
Just yeah. Bubbling in the ocean as the volcanic rock descends beneath the sea.
Yep. So don't go, is my advice. TripAdvisor, 1 star. Just a void.
Completely
a void.
I'm putting my review on Yelp.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, we had some good ones for Japan.
Yeah, we did.
That's some fantastic. A lot of guest writers.
Yeah, we're getting more and more guest submissions now, and it's good. It feels like it's adding a fresh perspective on these little stories that we do. And I don't know if you heard, but on one of the episodes, one of the voices was actually Kat, my fiance, who did like 2 words that Carl asked for.
I think I know which one it was.
Yeah, I won't. If anyone out there is listening and goes, oh, I wonder who that was, I already know what episode that I'm talking about. If you email in, I'll give you a special prize of some sort. I'm not too sure what yet, but it'd be interesting to see how many people are paying attention.
I like that you also had to clarify that it was Kat, your fiance, and not just a cat.
It's not, well, I've done it before. I've talked about Kat on Twitter, and I had loads of replies saying, I thought you were talking about your pet cat.
Who calls a cat? Come on.
Yeah.
Although granted, my son's just called his goldfish Orange.
And I once knew a person who called their dog Cat.
Yes.
Cat the dog. And Pet the dog as well.
Pet's a good one.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'd like to. It seems a bit cheap giving them like a sort of comedy name. Do you know what I mean? Because it's the name. Like, it seems a bit cheap. Like, I wouldn't want my parents to call me dickhead.
I should hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might call my dog Heel.
Heel the dog.
Heel.
Yeah. And then you'll get older dogs coming to you.
Yes.
Or that is walking nicely by your side. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we're saying goodbye to Japan and we're introducing the London Underground. We're going
might have been
way across the world.
It's yeah. You might have been there. You might have been on the tube, hot and cramped and full of people. You might have taken your Oyster card from Canning Town to Green Park, wherever. But these four stories, or five stories, including the Patreon exclusive, are going to paint a new light on the London Underground. So it's going to be a little bit deadly. Not the kind of place you want to go to, which I'd say probably most of North London stops you don't want to anyway. But it's we've got some great stories. We've got more guest stories. So we've got Kev Harrison has wrote a story for us.
Ooh,
he wrote one. Yeah, he wrote one a little while ago. And I do enjoy Kev's work. And he's a writer I'd like to get on more and more. So keep submitting, Kev. We also got a brand new writer who is a first submission. And her name is Adriana Valencia. And this story, I don't want to give anything away, but it really impressed me, the sort of the confidence of the voice and the way it was written. And it's all about smells, the smells of the London Underground. I won't say anything else, but it's a really good story, so I'm excited for you guys to listen to that one.
Do you know what I'll be quite interested by?
What's that?
Because I know that a lot of our listeners out there are, I think, about 70-80% American. So yeah. I'm quite curious as to whether a lot of the description might get lost in translation or whether it will just add to the intrigue.
Well, I personally like to read, when, if I'm reading something from, written by a person from another country or somewhere else, I like for the extra little details from that other place, because for me it adds a sort of feel like I'm travelling a little bit.
Yeah. Did you find it hard when we wrote, so we did a book together, Lazarus, yeah, that was set in
America.
Yeah. Oh, where is it? Top of my head, just above... I'll have to come back to that and find it. But that was quite interesting to write. Did you find any parts of that difficult because it was on another side?
Yeah, because
of the world?
I never write whenever I never write outside.
You're
of,
very London based.
Well, yeah, London's a big one because it's where I spent most of my time and most of my mind. But I never really write outside of places that I know quite well. Like I write a lot about like Mansfield and Manchester pops up every now and again, just places that I know. I don't really know why, other than maybe I find it more difficult to paint a picture of what's happening if I've not been there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah I am struggling to remember where that book was. We'll pop it in the show notes.
Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I can't remember where that is, which is terrible. We wrote like 100,000 words in that book.
It's a long book. Okay, so new patrons. If you didn't know, but our show is basically run by the patrons. They help keep us going. If it wasn't for those guys, we just wouldn't have enough money to keep the show moving. We wouldn't be able to pay for the hosting fees. Wouldn't be able to keep Carl, the audio editor, who, if you listen to the show, you might have heard how good it sounds. That's all thanks to Carl's work. So, new patrons, we've got Mr. Paul Collins. Thank you very much, Paul, for pledging. Kelly Fenner. Thank you, Kelly. Alicia Worth. Thank you so much, Alicia. Sarah Luciano. That's it for now, yeah.
Yeah. And just a note for people who are thinking of becoming a patron or need another reason to do it. And we'll kind of, I think this might organically go into another point that we're going on anyway, but we're very close to releasing The Other Stories Collection 2, which is a print edition. And one of the rewards of being a patron is that we actually list you guys at the front of our book as a big thank you. So you can have your names immortalized in print if you become a patron at our page.
Yeah. So speaking of the Collection 2.
Oh, what a segue.
Yeah. You've been working on it. So what is it? When is it out? How can we get it?
Yeah. So... long-standing fans of the show will remember that last year, so it would have been April 2017, was the first year anniversary of the show. So a month or so after that, we basically compiled all those stories from the first year, put them together in a nice big printed collection of the book with nods at all the original narrators, It had a nice forward from myself on sort of where the other stories came from and a bit of the journey we've taken so far, celebrating a million downloads, all that kind of good stuff. And it's gone past the second year, so we've now collected all of those into another book, which is going to go out. It's probably going to come out about 550 pages.
Yeah.
Which is kind of mental, because the last book was big, but this one would be bigger because the first collection, a lot of the stories that we did in the early days was actually 1,000 words long, whereas now we're kind of up to 2,000 words. So this book is entirely made up of 2,000 word stories. It's got about 13 volumes in it with about 5 stories a piece. So there's a lot of story in there for anyone who wants to get a nice chunky book for their collection or give it to their friends, because I know that not everyone wants to necessarily listen to the stories.
Yeah. One of my friends, Steve, said, Steve sort of follows a lot of stuff I do, and I asked him, oh, have you checked out the other stories? And he said, no, because I don't like to listen to stories.
Yeah.
I thought it was odd. So he got a copy of the volume one, the first sort of collection, and he read the entire thing and said he really enjoyed it, but he's just one of those people who prefers the printed page.
I can see why. It took years before I switched onto audiobooks and podcasts.
So the printed page people probably not listen to this.
Yeah, so you have to give it to them for birthdays and Christmases.
Cool, man. But like, we are going to give one away, right?
We are. So we're going to run a competition to win a signed copy of The Other Stories printed edition, signed by myself, Luke, Ben and Matt Butcher. And we are going to be running that over at www.hawkandcleaver.com/competition. And I'm going to boldly say this coming Friday. So this will be released on Monday the 6th, 7th, probably Monday the 9th, around that. But coming Friday, we'll pop up. No, let's just get the competition running from now. The competition's running now, guys, over at hawkandcleaver.com/competition. And the book will be live some point this week.
Cool. I suppose one last thing to mention is, if you're on our Facebook group, you might have just seen we've dropped, we have a reading, a book club over the Facebook group. And we've just been, we've just talked about the last 6 books we've read. Dan, what we've read again? So we read Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury.
Zeros by Chuck Wendig. Dark Half by Stephen King. Little Heaven by Nick Cutter. And The Ritual by Adam Neville.
Yeah, so we kind of do a bit of a best of from that list. We sort of rank our least favourite to favourite. So if you're interested to hear that, go over to facebook.com/groups/HawkandCleaver.
Or if you want to jump into this month's Hawk and Readers Club, we are currently working on Dan Simmons' Children of the Night.
Sounds good. All right, guys, I think that's everything for now. That's all the housekeeping.
Get in touch. Let us know your favourite episode from Japan.
Yeah, let us know. All right, guys. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.